Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This skinny vegan hipster.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I didn't want you in here, Boomer did. I don't know what the hell. It's really
wondering what's going on around here. I mean, your office is empty. You're wearing a hat.
Well, my
office. Iron Maiden t-shirt that we all bought you that we didn't realize that you were leaving. And it cost us $1,000.
Yeah.
So I'm figuring, because you are looking the way you are today, is today like your last day?
No, I will be here next week for sure.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, I did, but obviously it is winding down.
Yeah.
You know,
and well, that's why you put on the shirt. I knew people say, when's Spike leaving? I said, when he wears that Iron Maiden shirt, that's when he's going to be gone. So that's why we thought today was sort of a ceremonial type of thing.
Well, you know, I felt like a Friday shirt.
Okay.
Maybe not ceremonial, but certainly on the precipice of, you know, as you were talking to Stugatz yesterday, obviously Chris is on the precipice of deciding who the next program
director. How did you feel about that Stugatz hiring potential?
I understood the potential upside of it, of course. I talked to Gio about it for a while.
Shift spot?
Oh, well, that was also potential as well.
Yes, definitely shift spot.
You know, even if it wasn't potential, there was a potential for people here to believe it was potential for that, even if it wasn't.
That's dangerous. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
For morale.
I remember when you got hired.
Yep.
You really didn't know much about you. Knew about your dad, of course, and everything. And then I took one look at you, and I thought that you were some sort of meth addict.
Meth addict, right.
Because all the tats and all that stuff.
Yep, of course.
And then it turned out that you were actually a great guy.
Thank you.
And you turned out to be a really, really great program director and got this whole station back on track, I believe.
Thank you.
A big part of Boomer and Geo Live, which has been great. And now I hear that they got Mark Chernoff possibly coming back into...
he was in the office yesterday.
I know. Is he going to fill in until the new guy is hired, a new person is hired, or what?
I do not comment on any of those. That is for the architect to comment on.
See, my take was that because this has gone on longer than anybody expected, naming your replacement,
right,
that Chris felt bad about that and wanted to get you down to Philadelphia and didn't want to keep you here training the new guy, and that he'd bring Chernoff back to train the new guy just a little bit, get a little show him the ropes spot, that.
I'll be able to show the new person the ropes.
Okay.
You know, even if I'm not, you know, it might be weird to be sitting next to him all day showing him the ropes, but I will certainly show him the ropes.
Which slub check are we getting?
It's
a professional.
When I heard you guys talking about it that way,
yes,
when you were first talking about the bombshell candidate.
And by the way, that wasn't me. That was him.
I know. Troublemaker over here.
Yes.
Well, but you didn't. You never stop it. You know, you're Troublemaker B. I see your game. I've been here for a few years. I know how it works.
I don't have scuttlebutt like he does.
Right, but you love the scuttlebutt. You never shut it down.
Why should I?
You get this little kid grin on your face when it's happening, but you know you're causing trouble and you're not going to stop it, but you put it on Geo. That's how it works.
Well, I also think
this little
that
tag team thing you guys
have. Describing those guys that way just lets them know they got to step their game up. That's all.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I got that from somewhere. Mm. You know, I hear things. Now people are doing the interview process. I heard there was a favorite. I heard there were these other guys. So,
schlub check.
You want the job? Step your game up. As far as I'm concerned, we got a gaggle of schlub checks.
You know, the one thing that Stugatz said when he was on with you that I do not agree with is that he said that I did not make the job sound more attractive.
Oh, okay.
I told him it was the best programming job in America without question.
Which is why you're leaving.
Which is why I'm leaving. Yeah. And I said it's a lot of fun, but I assured him it is an actual job that has, you know, emails and meetings and salespeople and all of those things. So I just wanted to communicate for the sake of the place and you guys, he should know that it's not just lunacy here every day.
Well, so it goes back to the caller that we had from Bangor, Maine yesterday who said that Stugatz is lazy. So therefore, if he is lazy, there is no way that he could sit in that seat that you are now leaving behind.
It would be a tough job for a lazy person.
Yes. This is, and I mean, I don't think I'm overstepping any boundaries here because Stugatz basically said this, but like, this is what happened. He wanted to be on the air. He reached out to the people here to be on the air, put me on the air. Yeah. And then people said, no, we're not putting you on the air. We have the lineup. And then, Spike's leaving. Then he calls up again and goes, huh? Maybe if I weasel my way into the program director's job and get in there, then I'm closer to being on the air. That's what happened.
I'm sure Chris wouldn't mind me sharing that. After I talked to him, you know, after I talked to Stugatz for a while, I reported back to Chris, you know, what I thought, and I was positive about the conversation. I said, you know, one thing I am thinking, though, I said, you know, it's, I guess it's possible that he's just coming here, and he's gonna wait for an air job to open up, and then you lose a program director. And so it's certainly possible.
That's exactly what was happening. Trojan horse.
Yes. Yeah.
Just get in the building and wait until somebody either dies, mm-hmm. me, or somebody, somebody else is going to leave or say something stupid, Sal, on the air.
Waiting, but push Sal down the stairs one day. Tell him that the elevator's broken and trip him up for a banana peel on the stairs.
Chloroform Evan in the stairwell. Something like that was on the table.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, that's why, you know, whoever it is that does replace you has to come in here wanting that specific job.
I don't think you have anything to worry about from that perspective.
You know who it is?
Maybe.
Slubcheck. No, it's not. I mean, what did I call the guy? Dominic Slubcheck? Is that his name? No.
Is that going to stay his name?
No. I mean, I have a guess, but I really have not been told who it is.
So. Got it.
But I just, whoever this is, I just can't wait for that first real has to ask Boomer something interaction.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was talking to Al, I was like, because you had been in the business, you know, your father was in the business for a long time. I knew you had, and you dealt with Angelo Cataldi. Like, I knew you had that in you. So I wasn't as excited about your first interaction with Boomer as I am this one. Because whoever this person is going to have to ask him to do something at some point. I just can't wait to see it.
Do what?
Something. Either it's going to be go to the auto show or do this, or hey, the sales asked me you to do whatever it might
be. You're not going to get paid for.
Right, yeah. Just something. There will be something. And that guy's going to have to walk in there with the teeth chattering. Oh, excuse me. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, meanwhile, if Stugatz had the job, walk in there smoking a cigarette on a phone call, be like, hey, boom, you got to do this. And walk out and fart. You know, it's a totally different situation. Yeah,
that would have been.
All right, we don't have much time here. Right. We want to get to BT and Sal, but you will be around. Today, we thought this was like your last day, but
it's
not.
Here. No.
All right, we will see you next week. Thank you, Spike.
Ha, ha, ha. Philly sucking.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.